Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I like to fancy myself as the king of the toss-up questions. Whenever I get fired from this job, I am going to go to ESPN, and I'm going to go work for Around the Horn and PTI, and I'm going to create toss-up questions because I think I'm qualified to do so. I have a toss-up question, a would-you-rather question for you, the listener. For the next 20 years, would you rather the Chiefs turn into the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Royals turn into the St. Louis Cardinals? You and I got on the Google machine today and we looked it up. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the past 20 seasons, have won or have had 14 winning seasons. They have made three Super Bowls and won two Super Bowls. They have also made the playoffs 12 times. The St. Louis Cardinals, over that same time frame, and we picked 1998 because that is 1 year after Mark McGwire, they have had 17 winning seasons, which is crazy in baseball given the fluctuation. And they are still a Midwestern team. We're not talking about the Dodgers or the Yankees. A team in the Midwest, 17 winning seasons since 1999. They have made the playoffs 12 times since 1999. They have been to the World Series four times, and they have two rings. So I'll ask the question again today. If you can press a button for the next 20 years, would you rather the Chiefs instantly become the Pittsburgh Steelers, or would you rather have the Royals turn into the St. Louis Cardinals?
For me, it's easy. I want the Royals to turn into the Cardinals. I would take 12 playoff appearances and two World Series championships and four appearances in the series. To me, it's not even close. I mean, the baseball series, or the baseball season, excuse me, lasts so long. I mean, you're talking 162 games. You've got spring training. It's all throughout the summer. If you have a great baseball team to follow night in and night out throughout the summer, we know what that felt like in 2014 and 15, and even in 16, and part of last year, too. If you have a winning baseball team for that long in the summer, not only do you have great weather, but everybody's pumped up, and you can watch it almost every single night. I mean, I'd love to have the NFL part of it, too, but you got one game a week. I mean, with baseball, you're looking at five, six, seven games a week that you get to go home and watch your baseball team win, and you've got 81 chances with school out to go out and see your team play. And the weather's great. You go out to the ballpark. It's laid back. You get a great summer of winning baseball. I'll take that every time.
I'm going to take the Steelers. And obviously, both of them are really good answers. I think the Cardinals are one of the four to five best organizations in Major League Baseball. I think the Steelers are one of the three to five best franchises in the NFL. I think it is more cachet for your city to have the better NFL team. I think of having a Super Bowl contender on a year-in, year-out basis where you know three, four games a season at Arrowhead are going to dictate who goes to the Super Bowl. Like, can you imagine? Think of the biggest regular season game we've seen in Kansas City. Are we saying the Broncos game that happened a couple years ago whenever Peyton Manning rolled into town, the Chiefs were a really good team? The Steelers have that every single season at Heinz Field or Three River Stadium. Every single season. I think the energy you would have to have a perennial Super Bowl contender every single year would just be better for the city, and I just think the NFL is a much better sport, bigger sport certainly in the country than Major League Baseball. Again, I don't think there is a wrong answer in the toss-up. If you pick the Cardinals, again, I think the Cardinals are one of the 15 best American franchises, so are the Steelers. But I think if we go two from popularity in the country, Steelers are what, one of the five most popular teams?
Yeah.
We go in
Yankees, absolutely.
Cowboys, Lakers, Steelers, Packers, like, man, there aren't many professional teams in America that are more popular than the Steelers. And I think of which would be cooler nationwide. Cardinals fans, certainly its own best baseball fans in the world. I know we got our issues with them. Man, the visual of seeing the terrible towels waved in another team's arena and knowing that whatever game your fan base can turn that into a road game would just be a really cool thing to be a part of. So if you ask me, I'm taking the Steelers over the Cardinals.
I would love to see Royals towels being all over the place in baseball stadiums all over the country. I think that would be terrific. You know, we're talking, what, 1999 to present is what we were looking at? I went back and I looked 1969 to 1999 when the Royals started. leading up to 1999, and I compared the Royals and the Cardinals. We basically had the Cardinals. That's what we were until 99. Actually, probably more until like 94, but you get where I'm coming at. So if you compare those two teams, the Royals and the Cardinals from 69 to 99, the Royals had 14 winning seasons, 7 playoff appearances, 2 World Series, and 1 championship. The Cardinals, on the other hand, from 69 to 99, 16 winning seasons, 4 playoff appearances, 3 World Series, and 1 title. We've already had that in Kansas City, and it was terrific. It's what, in my opinion, that's why I still think Kansas City, at its DNA, at its core, is more of a baseball town. I think we're going to have a chance to find out what it feels like to be the Pittsburgh Steelers over the next 3, 4, 5 years with Pat Mahomes. But I still lean on the baseball side of it. And I fully admit here that I'm biased here because I'm more of a baseball guy than anything. I love the NFL, of college football. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm absolutely passionate about it. I love it. But I'm more passionate about baseball. And if you can have, man, you're talking spring training starts in February and you can go all the way into the first week of November with a championship baseball team, I'll take that every single time. And everybody's just in a better mood. You got more opportunities. Hell, in the NFL season, you got eight chances to see your team. 8 chances. That's it. At home. In person.
It'd be a lot different. I mean, in this case, it'd be a lot different if you were the Steelers because, I mean, you would have home playoff games and you would win home playoff games.
Yeah.
Something the Chiefs don't do.
I understand that. I just think over the course of time, you have more opportunities to go out there. And I saw what championship baseball did to this town. I can't even imagine. I have no idea what it would look like, you know, to have a parade with a sea of red downtown finishing at Union Station. I mean, that is just beyond anything I can wrap my brain around at this point. But for me, and again, I admit that I'm fully biased here, I would take the baseball over the football.
Text line 69306, but the Chiefs and the Steelers are not that different. Both can't get over the hump and get to the big game. I don't know what Chiefs and Steelers you're talking about,
yeah,
sir.
I'm kidding.
Because the Steelers over the last 20 years have got over the hump. Again, 3 Super Bowl appearances since 1999. They have gone to the Super Bowl. Excuse me. They have won 2 of them. Maybe I'm missing some stuff with the Chiefs. I feel like I'm pretty knowledgeable about the Chiefs. I don't think that's been their history since 1999. So I'm saying right
not
now, if you can press the button, the reason I could probably make an argument for the Royals is I think in baseball, because of the economics of the game, eventually a team like a Royals will always go through a downturn. In the NFL, you can still stay relevant. You don't have to be one of the worst teams in football. But there's some fluctuation, and we see windows that happen, kind of like what happened with the Steelers, kind of like what happened with the Carolina Panthers. Yeah. They went to the Super Bowl, kind of like what happened to the Atlanta Falcons. Man, the Cardinals, to accomplish what they've accomplished in the middle of the country, they are never bad. Seasons like the ones that the Royals are going through never happen in St. Louis. Like, they have broken through. The baseball model normally keeps you in the cycle where you're a team like Oakland. You're a small market team. You have a good run in the early 2000s. You fade away. The Minnesota Twins, they had their really good run. You fade away. Tampa Bay, they had their really good run. Man, the Cardinals are the one team that have avoided all of that are not on the coast. The Yankees have been good. The Dodgers have been good. Man, the Cardinals have been just as good as those teams the last 20 years. They have sort of broken baseball's code.
Yeah, I just would prefer the baseball. And the reason I say that is you go back to Andy Reid's first year in Kansas City. You got the number one pick of the draft. You're coming off a 2-14 season. You could turn it around quickly with the right draft and the right coach. So you go from 2-14 to 11-5. That's not the way it works in baseball. I mean, the Royals are going to have, what, 5 picks in the top 55, I think it is? And we're not going to see those guys for 3 years or 4, maybe 5. Or maybe 6, depending on what happens with those guys. So if you can give me consistency in baseball instead of rebuilding like we're seeing right now, I'll take that every day because you can rebuild an NFL team in a draft, in an offseason. I think the Browns are going to be halfway decent this year, and they won 1 game in 2 years. So you can turn that around. And the other part of that, too, is just because your team's not, especially in Kansas City, even if the Chiefs are struggling a little bit, if you get you got a primetime game at Arrowhead Stadium, you're going to get that crazy atmosphere. You know, you got – and so – You can be 7-9 in 2011, have a primetime game, and still, you know, pack that place and have it crazy. With baseball, it's so much more difficult to be great on a consistent basis in a small market like Kansas City. So if I got to pick, give me the small market baseball because I think it's easier to build a championship caliber and a playoff caliber division champion type football team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.